Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is back, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a happiness expert, and there actually are those. I know more than one, in fact, but she's our happiness expert and a communications strategist, the author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She puts her money where her mouth is, and her new book is called, which is coming out soon, The Simple Life. And boy, howdy, could small business owners use a little simplification. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, who was it? Thoreau? Simplify? I'm not sure,
but in my case, I'm looking to small business owners to declutter. And sometimes when we're decluttering, we're decluttering on the outside, and we're decluttering on the inside, and that's what The Simple Life is all about.
You know, it's so true. The thing is, Keita, it's always been, being a small business owner has always been a cluttered and a complicated existence. But with all the new technology and all the new, all the information that's bombarding us now, it's really difficult, and I'm not even talking about the business stuff. I mean, the personal stuff that's coming in is really taking. It's a lot of shining objects bombarding us, isn't it?
It sure is. And the fact of the matter is, if you looked 20 years ago, you could shut down your business, you know, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, because nobody would be emailing you, nobody would be texting you. Now you're on 24/7. And because of that factor, Jim, we are the ones. You're your own boss about when you shut down and when you say, all right, I need my downtime. It's time to go to sleep, for instance, not at midnight perhaps, but maybe at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. But you know, let me say something that happened to me recently. A really good friend of mine that he's not nearby. He's a member of my Brain Trust. But a wonderful person. We've known each other for years, and I always ask about his children. And he said, "Oh, you haven't been to my Facebook page, have you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't." He said, "Yeah, if you had, you'd seen the pictures of my kids and how well they were doing." I mean, he actually acted like there was something wrong with me that I hadn't been on Facebook. You know, wasn't living on Facebook to check all the people I know, take, you know, the kids' pictures. I mean, but Keita, I know people who do that.
Right, and the thing is, we are our own decision makers, Jim. In other words, we decide what we want to do and what we don't want to do. And to a certain extent, this little book, and it's a small book again for those people who don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
It's written that way. You have to decide what's important in your life and what isn't. And if you're not taking out that time to even review what you're up to and how you're doing it and what your relationship is to your family or even to yourself, then that's why your life is jam-packed.
We've got to become scanners. Futurists call it scanning. And we've got to become scanners, it seems to me, of the world these days. We have to do that. I don't think there's any way of avoiding the process of scanning, Keita, meaning you zip through and say, okay, I need that. I need this one thing. I don't need the other 99 pieces of spam or whatever it is. And we have to become scanners to get rid of the spam, using that word broadly, in our lives. What do you think?
I agree totally, Jim. In fact, that's what a shiny object is. It's a distraction. It's an added thing or object or person or situation. And if we're not careful, and especially with a small business owner, because there's something so much coming at you, if you take everything and you're not blocking, you're not discriminating, you're not being careful, you end up being overwhelmed Mm-hmm. And frankly, you're on the road to being unhappy.
Well, you know, there was you talked about the 20 years ago when we could shut down. You're right, because not that long ago, you could develop a strategy for your business in December, you know, in this year. You could launch that strategy in January, and that strategy would serve you for the whole year. You didn't have to reinvent it every 90 days. Today, things are different. And so the business is enough that the business is getting your attention because of the fast pace of the marketplace these days, let alone all the other stuff. And we really have to become more discerning. I like what you said about that. Decide what's important to you. And we have to be more discerning about that these days, don't we?
We sure do. As I say, it's almost as if and one of my chapters talks about being mindful, and mindful is a sort of a word that's been coming up quite often now because people mm-hmm. are realizing you almost have to step out of yourself to observe how you are behaving, how you are reacting, how you are responding, because that self-examination review isn't taking place. No one else is going to do it for
mm-hmm.
you.
Well, I think that's what most of us are doing when we decide how much social media we're going to spend our time on.
Absolutely.
From a personal standpoint, don't you think?
I do agree totally here. In fact, having 5 or 6 social media links and sites and things to go to, that mm-hmm. can just fill your day so easily. Pick 2 or 3. Pick your top 3. Maybe it's Facebook, LinkedIn,
right.
and Twitter. And those are the 3 and that you spend time with, and you designate perhaps it's once a week, maybe it's 3 times a week, depending.
Yeah, you got to come up with a plan to manage that, really, don't you? Because you just don't have enough time otherwise.
Otherwise, Jim, it becomes arbitrary. And as soon as something becomes arbitrary or unplanned, it becomes the distraction or it becomes the
right.
deflection. And the next thing you know, you're checking Facebook 10 times a day.
And the email too. I mean, you gotta put these things, if you're gonna focus on projects, if you're gonna focus on vision and strategy, these things that are pinging you every second, you gotta get those kind of out of your gaze, don't you?
That is right. And some people have systems. They, for instance, shut off the ping noise.
Yeah. I turn the sound off.
Exactly. Or they say, I've got a proposal to write for the next
right.
2 hours. So no phone call
mm-hmm.
and no checking emails.
It's all part of the simple life, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Keita and I are going to talk about me, myself, and I. A lot of self-reference. It's okay to be self-referential in the simple life. Keita Spock, that's the title of her new book. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.